You can use hedgers.
What's a hedger?
Hedgers, those long scissors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or loppers for
lopper.
Those are for the big branches.
Uh-huh.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Nice word. Lopper. If a big tree blew down, what would you use to cut it up with that was power driven somehow?
Chainsaw.
Okay. Then what is the thing that goes under the wagon that the wheels fit onto, also under a car?
Axle.
Mm-hmm. And what might you call an X-shaped frame that you would lay a log across to chop it by hand?
Oh, okay. A sawhorse.
Okay. What about an A-shaped frame that you might lay a board across two of them and make a table?
I can't think of what.
Are you familiar with the thing?
Yeah. But
But you don't have a name?
Not that I.
Alright. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And when you use that, you say you're going to do what?
Brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Or you might say they were just firing blank
cartridges.
Mm-hmm. Now these are some, well, playground equipment and then games. What do you call the plank over a trestle that goes up and down?
Seesaw.
Yeah. And if you're playing on that, what do you say you're doing?
I'm seesawing.
Yeah, fine. And then did you ever see a board, a limber plank that was anchored at both ends and the children jump up and down in the middle?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
A bounce board.
Hmm. Is that what you'd call it too? Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about something that was anchored in the middle and you spin around on it?
Oh, merry-go-round. Is that what they call them over at Daffin Park? I haven't seen those in so long.
That's what a lot of people call them. Did you ever hear of a flying Jenny?
No.
I think older people call them that.
I used to get violently sick on those things.
Okay, well, how about some games that you might have played as a small child, or I don't know, maybe as a larger child, hiding games?
Hide and go seek?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean name some more?
Yeah, any others?
Gorilla.
Hmm. What is that?
That's when you have to do it when it's dark. And you have one person that's it, and everybody else goes and hides, and you get attacked when you get found. You get dragged out, and then you have to be it, too. You have to do it in the dead of night, so it's scary.
That doesn't sound like fun. When you're playing hide-and-seek, what would you call the tree or whatever that you have to go to and touch?
Base.
Okay. How about some line and running games?
Like relays?
Mm-hmm.
I'm lost. I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, just like any games.
Any types of games.
Where you stand in a line or where you'd run.
Traditional games is what I call them. If you have to stand in line. No.
Well,
other than relays, that encompasses a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, it does. How about ring games? That maybe very, very small children would play.
Okay. I don't classify games this way. That's why it's hard for me to think in these terms.
Mm-hmm.
A game you play when you're standing in a circle could be elephant, giraffe. Mr. Knickerbocker.
What are those?
Elephant giraffe is you have a person standing in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and he points to you and says elephant, and the person that he points to is in the middle, and they're responsible either for the elephant for the long neck, or if it's the giraffe, they're responsible for the long neck, or if it's the elephant, they're responsible for the trunk, and the person on either side makes up the difference. Like the elephant, they make up the long legs. On either side.
What do you mean they make up the line?
Well, and stand up here. Come here. If they point to me and say, elephant,
I make a trunk like this, and then the person comes up to you and makes an ear on both sides. And then, but whoever messes up is the one that has to go to the middle. Or if it's a giraffe, you stand up here and make the long neck, and then the person on each, like, shoe would come up to my side and go down like this and make the leg.
That's I've never heard of that before. What was the other one?
Mr. Knickerbocker. It's a rhythm game type of thing that the person, after you sing the song, the person in the middle closes his eyes and spins around and points to somebody, and then they count off from that person they've pointed to, and whoever you end up with, they have to get in the middle with you, until you have the entire circle in the middle.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just realized that you, as a person interested in physical education, would naturally know all these sorts of games.
Well, a lot of them came from Girl Scouts, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess it was. How about some ball games, not particularly organized sports, but more things that just kids would just get out and play?
Dodgeball. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Run the bases, which is you can have just two bases and have one person at each end throwing and catching back and forth to each other, and they have a group of people, anywhere from 1 to 15 people, running back and forth to the base and see if they can beat the ball to that base. Kickball.